The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 15th of June, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. Listen, I had my whole intro set up, and then my producer played that song, The Rat Bat. How many of you are old enough to know what Rat Bat is? And how many of you are old enough to consume Rat Bat? And I don't just mean you 18, you hit the age of majority where you're allowed to drink. I mean, how many of you are old enough, mature enough to drink Rat Bat? I am suspecting not as many as we believe. Why? We could just start with all of the horrific traffic accidents that took place this weekend. Saddened that there has not been a report about the accident that took place in Cable Beach on the Bahama Strip. A red rental vehicle, I imagine, lost control. The driver lost control of the vehicle and ran into the public infrastructure out there. What I saw was so horrific. All I could do was offer prayers to the two women. It appears there were only two occupants of the vehicle. I have not seen any stories so far over the weekend or this morning in the paper. If you have, please share it with me. This is a devastating state of affairs. I mean, I have documented at least six or seven accidents that took place over the weekend. Cars on their roofs, cars on their sides, cars the front end ripped off. Cars look like they were trying to pull, the car looked like it was trying to pull itself apart. And this is more than troubling because I could see the problem. The problem is a complete and utter lack of enforcement on the road. A complete lack of enforcement on the road. The police are running stop signs and red lights and watching people run stop signs and red lights. I saw a police vehicle, and then the next time I saw it, the tints on the windows were even darker. I wonder if that's because I called the number on the radio. Did y'all know there's a stop sign at the top of the hill where Carter Street meets Horseshoe Drive? There's a stop sign there. Only one out of 20 cars stop at the stop sign, and police cars don't stop. Government vehicles are not adhering to traffic controls. That's why there's so many fatalities and horrible accidents. That's why, but also, perhaps that's why we're not hearing about them in the news. Why is this not an urgent matter? Why isn't this top news? Was this story not reported because it happened in Cable Beach? Why isn't the Royal Bahamas Police Force producing crime reports for all of these traffic accidents and fatalities? I haven't been on the Royal Bahamas Police Force website in a long time because I don't want to leave that experience feeling shame for the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And then it leads me to ask the question, where the hell is the Commissioner of Police? Where is she? We can't see her. We can't hear from her. What happened? Where is the Commissioner of Police? I mean, has anybody gotten a word from the Commissioner of Police post the budget? Where is the Commissioner of Police? Where are the crime reports? Where are the police? Why aren't they enforcing traffic controls? When I was a child, there used to be a banner in headquarters, central, at the very least, those two locations. And on that banner, it said that every police officer is a traffic officer. That accident in Cable Beach this weekend was horrific. In Cable Beach, two different people told me about an incident, and I hope it's the same incident, where a driver approaches a roundabout, and instead of going clockwise around the roundabout to go to the third exit, right? So she wants to go right. So to go right at a roundabout, you have to go clockwise. You have to go on the roundabout to your right, clockwise, right? This person came to a stop at the roundabout and then made an immediate right turn. They didn't go around the roundabout to go right. They just turned right there. They got cameras in Cable Beach. In fact, I think all the cameras are in the west from Cable Beach going, because it can't be by Goldwyn. You know, couldn't have no cameras there. You know, there was a local social commentator that shared a post this weekend about a vendor that set up at the Papal track on West Bay Street. And she was very concerned about the administrative crisis that appears to be happening, where people could get permits to set up anywhere or couldn't get a permit but decide to set up anyway. And I thought, have you driven further west to see staff associated with the Goldwyn Project parking their car anywhere? They just throw it anywhere, completely against the law. You don't see that every day when you hand out there? Or is it only rich people could break the law? Only people who could create a space that you could benefit from could break the law, but not the poor people. And I could be honest with you, I'm not sure how many people selling fruit. I'm not sure how many people selling fruit are poor, because we got a fruit mafia going on in this town. We got a fruit mafia going on in this town. If people are charging you $12 for a soursop that could only, like, it fit in your hand, your whole hand. You can wrap your whole hand around it for $12. Anyway, that's because the producer played that song, Rat Bat. And I realize plenty of y'all drinking it, but you don't know what it is. Stay off the rat bat. See, The police are obviously not enforcing the DUI laws, right? Driving under the influence. They're not enforcing it. But you know why? It's because of an insurance thing. Because if you are responsible for the accident and you've severely injured somebody, that person is going to rely partially or primarily on your insurance to cover their cost, right? But if you were found to be intoxicated while driving, then your insurance is then rendered null and void. So the person who you injured has to then sue you personally for the compensation required to take care of them because of their injury. That's why they don't enforce the law. Not that it's not important. It doesn't mean that you could just be on the road drunk. Like, if you know you on one or more prescription meds and you drink alcohol, I'm not sure if you're supposed to be driving. Especially not right immediately after you consume the alcohol. And how many of you don't understand how long it takes for alcohol to get out of your body? I see the phone lines blinking. I'm going to take a call, but I really want transition. We got lots. I called it while you dropped. I was coming to you right now. Anyway, we got lots to talk about this morning. Let me hit the text line right away. The text says she's getting fed cake by the PM. Aaron, that cake finish. They cannot. That cake finish. Now, mind you, I see the minister, Leslie Bryce, talking about 53rd Independence Celebration. But has she spoken at all about the expenditure report for the Golden Jubilee? No? Yeah, I don't know. Same person who didn't feel it necessary to tell us how much this cultural experience costs. You put them back in charge of culture. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Here's some more text before we transition. Good morning. And driving on the road is now a disaster. Sadly, the police must make more of a presence. No! Take them off the road. Why? What do they do when they run in stop signs and red lights? They're blatantly ignoring. See, that's the problem. The omission, the lack of action has an impact. The more people see the police ignoring the traffic controls and breaking the traffic controls, the more people are going to be invested in doing the same thing. So no, I'm not sure if we need to see them more. Tech says, I had two separate occasions this weekend having to pull over his cars. Both cubes were making a third lane. One involved coming around a curve. I even saw tourists in those four-wheelers come in up a third lane right near the West Bay Police Station with the occupants of it appearing to be frantically urging the driver to stop. It's ludicrous. You know, he had the song say, move, get out the way. I believe that's what they pipe into the tourist veins before they allow them to go behind the wheel of these vehicles. Here's a text. Good morning, Miss Green. This morning on the Morning Blend Show, I believe you could beat Mr. Roll from the Bahamas Boys and Girls Club in a game of marbles. I know you could win that $100 prize. Once it's him and not the children, don't make me go down there and beat them children and then I get beat up. Nope. I got to check that out, though. I love that. I got to check that out. Here's another text. Good day. It's dark and hell is hot. That's a quote. Or hot as hell, DMX was onto something. I think he's describing progress in the Bahamas. Oh, I see this Guardian headline, New Providence rocked by blackouts. BLP says outages caused by electrical malfunction at Clifton Pier Power Station. I wonder, what could a management company do with 23 extra years? Right? Like, for the people who told us, no man, everything that needed to get done was achieved in the 2 years. That's why we cut the contract. Well, see, here's the thing. We don't even know if they cut the contract short. We don't know if the terms of the contract have changed. Right? If BGC still got 25 years, they would have 23 years left. We don't know. But what we do know is a company left 2 years into a 25-year contract, and we were told that they did everything that needed to be done. And here we are. It is scary because it feels like pre-1992, where there was a lack of electricity, a lack of clarity, coherence, and transparency. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, Sparky. How you do?
Boy, down in Tri-State, you got sugar bananas, you got mangoes, you got cherry, Governor Plum, and everything coming, coconut, down here, number eight. I tell you like it is. The mangoes, I can't even give them away fast enough. The neighbors done it all day. They had enough. They don't even want no more mangoes.
So nobody saving and processing mangoes, Sparky?
Well, I got a box full now. I don't have enough. They like juju. You only can eat so much, then you get stalling. The old people say.
I got you.
But now when I go back home, now I can start taking everything from the seed and blending it.
Good stuff.
I can, you know, take out the shuck and the top, but it's going to the stem. Take that out. Even the skin and everything going in the blender, because all parts of the food is good for you, you know.
Absolutely. Sparky, here's a quick question. The mangoes, are they earlier than they normally come?
I don't remember when they came last year. Now, I got two trees. I got a couple of trees.
Different all varieties?
All of them, yeah. But no, all is mangoes.
No, mangola isn't a variety.
There's one tree that is bearing for the second time. Last year, it only had two mangoes on it.
All right.
This year, when I look up, the tree's growing so high, I didn't even know it had mangoes on this year until I see them. But the mangoes, you know, the color of the leaves. So I didn't even get to like, till I look up good. I say, oh, that's a mangola. Then I see about six more.
I got you,
and then
Sparky.
When I look up in this sugar banana tree, it's so high that a friend of mine from down south, way down in South America, he told me they're the best kind of banana.
Sparky, you give out the secret. You give out the secret. Now everybody could be in your yard. Everybody could be in your yard. I want to say this, though, Sparky. Thank you for calling. If I was living in Pride Estates and Sparky was my neighbor, I would go to my MP and I would go to a business. I try to identify a business that brings in appliances, right, in the constituency. And I'd ask the constituency office, my MP, to partner with one or more businesses in the community to provide equipment for a community project where, like a cooperative, where people sort of volunteer their time to collect and process fruit that won't be eaten, right? One of the pieces of equipment you want is a freezer to be held in the constituency office so that community members could sell their produce to the constituency office or put it in the freezer for, you get like a stipend or something back, right? And that can be sold at market price to vendors, to chefs, pastry chefs, and it can be donated to families in need to make baby food or to make food for geriatric and elderly community members that may be living with a food scarcity, right? So you create a community initiative. You could call it a cooperative or it could be a volunteer vibe. And you can begin to give members of the community, young people and older people, economic and personal agency, a skill, develop a product, and generate some form of revenue while keeping your community clean. Thank you for the opportunity to share that idea, Sparky. Here's a text. Aaron, as bad as the speaker was the last term, they also placed her back in the same position. The speaker. Isn't the speaker supposed to be independent? See, we could take away all the other critique. Let's take away all the other critique. I want to talk about this for a moment because last week I referred to that moment pre-election when the speaker was introducing Michael Darvel and she'd crack a joke and say, we like this, he's handsome and he's light-skinned. We don't need no more darkies in here, right? I want to address this. That's not the reason why the speaker should resign. Horse divorce? No. It's the lack of independence. The speaker is an independent position. That's what it is. That you are not independent is one thing. The second thing is the way that your lack of independence manifests itself. Like, you spent all that time looking into Darren Pickstock's face, trying to convince people you didn't hear what he said in the House. When he referred to, because Andre knew, because he who feels it knows it, hey? He knew, and y'all knew too. It's not just the lack of independence, it's how that lack of independence manifests in the House. And so I have a very serious question to ask. Because Corinne never let me off the side porch. For many years, I lived a sheltered life, in many ways, a sheltered life. What is a health event? Because I thought a health event was like a stroke or a heart attack. What is a health event? Just tell me, guys, I bougie, I sheltered, I wear shoes in the water, speak the Queen's English. What is a health event? That's what I want to ask, right? Because we sat and watched members of the government throw jeer after jeer after jeer at Andre Rawlins as if they cared not about violence against the person and they care not about gender-based violence. Like, they care about none of it. All they cared about was getting their rocks off. All week. But we ready to tear down the House because Andre Rawlins said, you calm down, don't have a health event? What is a health event? And what does she think a health event is? What does a health event mean to you? How have you heard it used in your youth, current day? Let me know. All right. Tex asks, Aaron, who is politician number one? I don't know who politician number one is. Good day. Okay, I'm not going to read this text. I'm not going to read it out loud. Aaron, proper driving is officially out the window in this country. Seems like traffic violations is the order of the day back and front country. Let me give you a timeline, right? So we start the administration with an alleged event where an alleged MP allegedly hit an alleged police officer. Right? Then we have an incident where, I got the zine right here, where a off-duty police officer was driving a vehicle that wasn't, I think it wasn't licensed, it wasn't insured, and they killed a man, right? You wait till you see the ruling on that. Then we had an incident that involved a vehicle assigned to a senior member of the judiciary and a young motorcycle driver that resulted in a fatality. And we did not, the public media was unable to identify the person driving the vehicle assigned to the judiciary until they reported on the coroner's ruling. Right? They did not identify the person driving the large vehicle. It's a vehicle, like an SUV and a motorcycle. They didn't identify the person driving the vehicle with four wheels until the coroner's court made their ruling. And it turns out the coroner's court was only given two choices. I think manslaughter by gross negligence or accidental killing. That's it. Right? In the midst of that, you have the former officer in charge of road traffic coming on Morning Blend and detailing for us, I imagine, the policy discussion, and indicates that the Royal Bahamas Police Force told the government that they advised them, the new left on red law, to put signs up indicating where you cannot turn left on red versus putting signs up indicating where you can turn left on red. Only, I think, three signs, maybe two, I think, have been erected in New Providence. Only two. That officer then went on to say, yeah, we're not going to enforce that law. Yeah? What do we expect? What are we expecting? The eastern entrance of Government House is now open. There are cars moving out of the eastern gate to Government House regularly. And yet people still refuse to stop at the stop sign at the top of Peck Slope. What y'all expecting? I know what I'm expecting, and that's why my horn talks for me. Here's another text. Good morning, Lady Green. Excellent talk show today. The Bahamas is classified as a lawless country by the behavioral patterns. Yes, we can make a change in our culture, but we have to be true to ourselves and trust Jesus Christ as Lord. Yes, we can do this today. Let's clean up the Bahamas today. From the mayor of Grand Bahama, I am listening today, Selah 2026. You see that a lawless country by our behavioral patterns. Yes, we can make a change. For those who don't believe, or are not Christian, don't believe in Jesus Christ, the point is you trust your faith and the principles that guide you through the world. Thank you, Texter. Here's another text. We'll get through these texts. Good day. You are right. A stroke, a heart attack. Good morning. I'm still asking how many politicians have been implicated. Is the one with Gardner the same as the one the PM was supposed to find out who he or she was and get right back to us? We don't know. We don't know how many politicians have been implicated. We don't know. You see, this one is a tricky one, right? Because, to be honest with you, producer, let's prep the caller. I don't need the U.S.'s help to demand transparency from my... I could do that on my own. Why are we not doing it? I'm too sure, but we could do that on our own. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Madam Erin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I guess we are all having to deal with some of the lawlessness we're seeing on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Can I refer back to I think you talked about the Facebook page that was put up regarding the vendor at Papaw Trap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you see some of the nasty comments that were made?
Yeah.
She was stating a point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And then we go down, let's go down to Goodman's Bay. And I have been really calling out about this for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy to see that sign go up about almost a year ago, that absolutely no vehicles on the green of Goodman's Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened?
Did people ignoring it, eh?
And it is so sad. While the iron bar is laying to the side,
no, man.
You have children playing on the swings.
No,
and vehicles driving on the green, man. You know, it's like, let's get it together.
Listen, ma'am. Just stick a pin. I also saw the video of a police vehicle in pursuit of another vehicle that had been doing donuts in the park at Goodman's Bay, and the police had to chase them out the park. Thank you.
Go on. I don't know. And then let's go further north onto Goodman's Bay. So where will we never see?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the amount of pink umbrellas that are moving further and further east?
Ah.
You we just can't just put up stalls anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
For business people, you have to get your business license, mm-hmm. and you have to get a permit from Beaches and Park to be wherever you want to be.
Yes.
And I think it's high time now that as a country, we begin to do better.
Mm-hmm. You know what a part of the problem is? And I'm not making excuses for anyone. I just want to put a spotlight on the landscape, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bahamian culture, if you do it, I could do it and I could do it better. Especially if you're in a position of, and you shouldn't be doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that people are frustrated with what appears to be a disparity, right? A difference in the way that people are treated by the law, right? And I think
it's unfortunate.
Right. And they are not choosing effective strategies to deal with it. So when they see the staff at Goldwyn encroaching on public areas, like parking their cars in public areas that should have no cars, when they see or perceive that foreign investors are encroaching on public land and they spread and they self out, people tend to say, well, I can take a chance and I can set up too. And I'm going to just occupy a space and wait for somebody to tell me no. Right? I'd rather ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
It is so sad, Aaron. And I believe the majority of us want better for our country. Mm-hmm. And I think we now need to demand better.
Yeah. But
from every quarter.
It's about
all the quarters.
It's about organization, right? I think that people are frustrated, don't trust other people, because we could understand why people have trust issues, right? And mm-hmm. are not taking the risk of becoming a part or trying to build a movement, right? When they've seen so many movements gain momentum and somebody mm-hmm. just come in and snipe at it and prick the balloon and all the air dissipates,
yes.
Like We March.
Yeah. And we've seen it happen. But I think something needs to be done with our country.
Yeah, and let me give you an example, right? Like right now, the R.M. Bailey Park Vendors Association is attempting to be unionized. They're in the process of becoming a union, right? And I all for that, organize so that you could strategize and achieve your goals. But I'm not sure if I can endorse, right, a formal group in that space, considering the impact that that space has on the broader society and the apparent unwillingness of the members of that association to mm-hmm. cause or compel their customers to behave with sense. Like, I'm not going to support a roadside business if your customers keep obstructing the roadway to talk to you or to just throw their car anywhere to come buy from you, right?
So like, I think with them, Aaron, that's the reason why the stalls are now turned inward to enter the stalls.
Okay.
Do you see that?
So they've shifted and they forced the people to behave differently by changing mm-hmm. their infrastructure. Thank you for that.
Yes.
All right. There's another example I'm going to give before I go. The woman who sells hot dogs on Rosetta Street opposite the Old City Market and then mm-hmm. in front of what used to be our Finco, I think. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That space right there, how can I celebrate a vendor who has created a culture, right, is supporting working people in the community, but the location of your booth, your hot dog stall, mm-hmm. and your unwillingness to police your customers has just created havoc on the road and is partially responsible for the lawless culture, right? Because I can't tell you how many times traffic has been obstructed in that area because people just throw their car on the side of the road to get a hot dog, right? Like
It's us. We know the laws of the road, and we continue to obstruct.
Yeah. And, another example, disability spots in the front of private businesses, right? Security guards are often seen facilitating people who do not qualify to use that spot.
Tell me about it.
And it's important for older people and elderly people to understand. You can't just break the law. You can't
we can just break the law.
I owe the spot must be for me. Even if you have a limp, mum, the spot is only for people who have the placard.
On last Thursday, I went in the Where's Lowe's Palmdale Shopping Plaza, or mm-hmm. the one across the street where Lowe's is.
Mm-hmm.
And this big truck came with his cross on his dashboard, hanging from his rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And he's parking. I said, but sir, you can't park there. You don't have a blue card. Yeah. Two police officers were right there. And he looked at me. I said, no, sir, you can't talk there.
Yeah.
He proceeded to go to the police officers. And they must have told him, and they stared at me, and I stood right next to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they let him talk.
What?
And he looked as if he was a pastor.
And in a real world, in a real world, his if he had a commercial, a CDL, his commercial license would get pulled.
Man,
hey,
we,
listen,
we as a country, we just got to get it together, man. We got to get it together.
Yes, ma'am.
We need to get it together.
Listen,
a lot of us are not happy.
Listen, I got to go.
Things are going.
I got to go.
Yes.
I missed a couple callers.
Yes.
Thank you very much, hey? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I want people to see it isn't just me seeing these things. Good morning, caller.
Hey, what are you saying, Aaron?
Everything's good. How you do?
My, let your show will all be the best in the best, so you can't beat that.
Thank you, thank you.
Listen, I agree with the young lady and the callers. The problem is, right, when you try to tell folks with the woman with the hot dog stand and the arm barely passed, first thing is come with their mouth. You don't want me making lemonade. You want me to go T-Fake. It's some nonsense. Is that when they have a business plan, they don't think for these sports. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about how to make friends. Prime example, let me share. You know the restaurant by the Dilly Tree coming out from the police barracks?
Mm-hmm.
You see, no vision, your people perish. Now the Chinese come right there and build in the back of that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Dirty's there on Nassau Street?
Mm-hmm.
That could have been there and a bigger restaurant, now a plaza in the back there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, people, they got the business mind, but they don't have no vision to carry it. Now, the people at the Arm Bailey Park, I agree. Man, sometimes when I walk in, I got to walk outside the track because people park on the track to bend conversation to the vendor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they could put behind the track, you understand me?
Yeah.
And people could walk and all that. And listen, Aaron, I wouldn't dare enough to make no noise. I'd rather walk outside because when you, buddy, they will cut me in half.
Yeah, man,
I better move.
People make it. No, this is common sense. This is my obligation as a citizen to share this with you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But they don't think that. Thank you, Aaron.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, if you're in the road and you're in my lane with me, you think I ain't going to tell you get in your own lane? Like, why would you cuss me for telling you in the lane with me? Let's go to the next caller. And then, I got stories. Viral school fight. Teen whose testimony led to Marines' acquittal now facing a perjury charge. Justin, a Bahamian national living illegally in the U.S., has been sentenced to 27 years in prison after admitting to the sexual exploitation of an 11-year-old child in Virginia. Investigation underway following Teen's death, the tragic death of the 15-year-old boy who had gone out on a fishing trip with his friends. An important story we're going to touch this week. Wells announces plan to regulate funeral sector. This is very interesting. Along with work to revitalize Bay Street to begin soon, the soon and the could be forthcoming, important questions. But the most important question is, why is Glennis Hannah-Martin talking about this? Caller, I see you there. If you could hold the line till after the break. If not, call back. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 from the Family Island. Another story we can try to touch on. Early morning fire damages ZNS's South New Providence transmitting station. This incident led to the 1540 AM signal going silent. And we need to find out how long it's going to be silent and how we will prioritize its return. Oh, I got stories after stories after stories. You guys, stay tuned. We got to go to a break. We're coming right back.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can. man.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news all day.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action entertained at the Hoka. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, we're going.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. The callers waited through the commercials, so we're going to go straight to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Good morning, caller. Oh, I'm sorry that I missed both of you. Okay, so today's Tribune headline, Justice, but Too Late for Brave Claudia. I'm just going to read this excerpt from Eyewitness News, though. Court victory. Today is the 15th of June. Human Rights Bahamas has welcomed a landmark ruling by the Privy Council, which dismissed the government's final appeal and confirmed that the government is liable for the unlawful arrest and detention of Claudia Edwards Bethel and for the rapes she suffered while in immigration custody. The court found Mrs. Bethel was unlawfully arrested despite proof of her legal status and ruled that the state was responsible for the actions of senior immigration officer Norman Bastian, who sexually assaulted her while she remained under official custody. The case now moves to the assessment of damages to be paid to her estate. I get into that story a little later in the week. An important story for us all. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Green, how are you?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Right, I'm on. Okay, two things, right? One thing, right? You know fully well, people really don't care about rules in the Bahamas, you know. Why do you think tourists like coming across there so much? You know, they think about it, take a jaywalk, they could open up bare containers and walk at the same time.
Or drive and drink and drive.
They could piss on the side of the road. There ain't no rules. Second thing, people don't care. People simply don't care. It ain't a point that problem that people don't follow the rules. People just don't care to follow the rules until they hurt them where they fill the pocket. All you do is just fine the people $1,000. You park inside a spot where you're supposed to park, $1,000 fine. Or option is they have to pick up garbage.
Man, listen,
you pick up garbage for 6 months, they bet you that curvy behavior.
But some of the police saying the fines are so punitive that they're not gonna issue them. The fine means nothing if we can't get the police to actually issue them. Like, it appears as if the police don't see a problem with a car overtaking a line of traffic, right, to run a light. Unless, of course, the people in the car look like the usual suspects, right?
Well, Ms. Green, we have a problem.
Yeah, we do have a problem. But the real problem is that this culture is leaking out everywhere, right? If you don't mind, I'm going to head into some I got another caller on the line. Thank you very much, caller. You made an important point. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, the last caller prompted me to call, but he doesn't. I guess he knows what I mean when I said we lock ordinances, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to keep order. Guys on the sidewalk with motor scooters, I saw a guy turning, turning left and right anywhere with the cell phone in their hands looking in your face. But I saw a considerate imbecile a few days ago. He was actually running the red light on Market Street and Carter Avenue or Bahama Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And the light was on red, but he was blowing to let people know that he was coming through. So I've seen it all, Ms. Green.
Mm-hmm.
And so to the statement of the gentleman about lack of knowledge that people perish, right? I want you to do a contemporary juxtaposition, because without money, it looks like you're perishing now. But obviously, God didn't mean money. So it had to be in knowledge of the earth, simply.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, y'all.
Well, you see, the lack of knowledge, people perish. In the Bahamas, we solve problems with money and not with knowledge. If you don't have any money, you can't solve your problem, even if you know the solution to the problem and who is responsible for fixing it. All right, I want to run through these headlines quickly. Viral school fight. This was Friday, the 12th of June, Eyewitness News. A viral altercation at a private school that was captured on video is now under investigation, according to a representative of Higher Level Preparatory Academy. The video appears to show two male students taunting a female student before one of them allegedly assaults her and kicks her while she's on the ground. The correct word is stomped. According to the school representative, the male student accused of physically attacking the female student has since been expelled. The representative also encouraged parents considering the school to allow the incident to influence their decision, stressing that such behavior is not reflective of the institution's culture or values. I'm not sure the people are concerned about the institution's culture or values as much as they're concerned about your protocols. Like, we only see a short snippet of the video. How long did it take for school security or school staff to be alerted, to respond, to de-escalate the incident? Do you have cameras on your campus to document these things? Who was the person filming? Was it an adult? It appeared as if they may have been off campus filming. Oh, there's lots and lots of things I think that should be addressed. And most of all, I'm concerned for the young men. Why the incident happened. And to ensure that they are protected, because our reflexive and initial response would be to give them the same beating they gave the young lady. But I don't think that's the appropriate response at this time. Teen whose testimony led to Marine's acquittal now facing a perjury charge. Let's stick a pin. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. Just quick, fast, and hurry. Sharon,
yes,
Johnson. I got a question for you, Ms. Green. Does the government, the defense force, police force, other things, do they use electricity?
I hope so.
I'm just checking, because I'm just kind of wondering that maybe they don't even know that we have energy outages because they're so far behind in the past. I just saying, if we don't have electricity, you can't function. I just wondered, how do they function?
But listen, not just that, right? Like, with the constant talk of modernization of systems, right?
Right.
So you're telling me now, I almost got arrested. I almost got arrested like 25 years ago, plus, a little bit like that amount of time. I went to make a police report in Cable Beach. And when the officer said, and I read the statement and sign it, I told him, I cannot sign this because this is not what I said to you. And we went through the process again. He said, now sign. I said, and I read it, and I said, listen, this is not what I told you. The officer threatened to lock me up for not signing the statement that I was told not to sign if it's not accurate. Now imagine you computerize and digitize the whole thing, right?
Right.
And then I got to sit in that state. The officer trying to tell me he could lock me up if I leave because I'm tired of waiting 3 hours for the system to reboot.
Yeah, for the light to come on too.
You see what I'm saying?
Or for fact, in fact, he didn't back up before the light went off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, just check it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Have no fear of an imperialist overlord coming to take over the Bahamas because he can get frustrated. The power ain't going to stay on long enough. Good morning, Aaron. It is a sad state of affairs when our Christian brothers and sisters of this country don't see anything wrong with the predicament of our nation. Another text. Good morning. It was a disgrace the way the Speaker of the House carried on last week. Another text. Thanks for answering. I'm sadly reminded of the drug era and how long it took to clean up the world's perception of us. Here we are again. Not again. We've always been here. We've always been here. We've always been here. This country, under the PM and his Muppet Show, Parliament is another Animal Farm feature. Pay attention to the landscape of the islands and watch and listen carefully to the dumbness that goes on in Parliament. The people them can't be serious in Parliament, man. They can't be serious. All beach umbrellas should be removed from Goodman's Bay and Junkanoo Beach. Here's the thing. At the end of the day, when any vendor that's permitted to set up on a public beach, at the end of the day, all of their everything must be removed from the beach. Both areas should be earmarked as non-commercial zones. We don't need a permit system to legitimize the cannibalization of public beaches. Morning, I walk on Goodman's Bay 6 days a week. The drive-through gate is being deliberately left open by this government. 2 weeks ago, Paso came screeching like exercising out there. It was harrowing. I also pick up bottles in the grass and garbage there because I can't exercise in filth. Well, here's the thing that we know. We know that beaches and parks has not been using the money properly. Because the beaches are just bins of the appropriate size. They need the appropriate type of bins for the beach, where there's going to be heavy winds. And then you need regular pickup. There should be at least 2 officers assigned to every public beach, picking up garbage regularly. There should be cameras, CCTV cameras, to provide documentation if one of the beach wardens makes a complaint or a report about a beach user. And there should be regular pickup throughout the day. This is basic common sense. And that's why all this madness in the house isn't making any sense. What are y'all rowing about? Stupidness. Oh, wait. And then you throw in jeers and using violence to attack the opposition. There's that. That's very serious. Aaron, I see too much public service vehicles with obscured license plate numbers. It appears deliberate as you cannot make the number even in the day if you are not close. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obscured plates. And then there's the set who don't care. They could do it live. You could see the plate. They don't care. They're going to cuss you. Who are you to talk to them? Tinu's testimony led to Marine's acquittal now facing a perjury charge. Just as we end the show, Our News, Friday, the 12th of June, 2026. A teen whose testimony led to the acquittal of a Royal Bahamas Defense Force Marine is now facing a perjury charge. Prosecutors allege that I don't like how that first sentence is written. I can't help myself. I don't like how the first sentence is written. Prosecutors allege that on March 11th, a 17-year-old girl gave false evidence during the trial of Van Miller with the intent to deceive the court. The teen pleaded not guilty at her arraignment before Assistant Chief Magistrate Cara DeVoe, and she was granted $3,000 bail. Her trial is set for September 16th. The girl had previously testified that she met Miller online after she completed primary school and that he was aware of her age. She said that they began a sexual relationship in 2021 when she was 12 years old and told the court that they had sex daily until March 2023 when her mother and the police caught her and Miller together. But the teen claimed she had lied under oath when the defense recalled her to stand on March 11th, leading the trial judge, Neil Braithwaite, to direct the jurors to acquit Miller of unlawful sexual intercourse. What a time. What a time. I am all out of time. We're going to be talking about this week. This week. You know what else we're going to be talking about this week? The 10th anniversary of the gender equality referendum, 7th of June, 2016. I think that's the date. It burned a hole in my heart that I'm still trying to repair. You notice the government ain't saying nothing about it? I gave it a little time to see if any activities would spring forth commemorating the 10th anniversary of the gender equality referendum 2016. I ain't seen nothing. So we're going to talk about it the rest of this week and the following week. I'm going to see if I can get some people to come on air and talk to me about the process and the experience from 2013 when the Constitutional Reform Committee announced its first consultations to June 7th, 2016, when we all voted in a referendum that none of us, very few of us, understood clearly. I don't have a problem saying that out loud. You've been on the clock with Erin Green this week. We've got headlines, headlines, headlines. So remember those numbers and don't forget to call. On the clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Junk, 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 junk.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.